Hey Kevin, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, I'm doing pretty good. We spoke about 3 months ago now. I'm not quite sure if you remember, and told you we'd follow back closer towards the end of the year to see if you had anything else come up. Do you have these random projects that come up?
Oh, no, I don't. I've pretty much got the financing I need, I believe.
Yeah, you're still sitting pretty tight right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Has business been the same since we last talked a few months back? Still pretty busy?
Yeah, it's been real good. Been going steady.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Is there any, like, typical time when you guys, you know, take on more equipment or take on more capital for projects, or is it more usually just, you know, based on whatever comes up?
I often do an evaluation at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just to, you know.
Yeah.
See if I can dodge a little taxes or something, but usually it's less than 2 days.
Okay, nice.
Do you have any lease programs for a building?
Do we have any what, sorry?
Can you lease a building? Like if I would build a shop on my yard, could you set me up with some kind of a tax deductible lease?
So, I mean, what we do is working capital, and, you know, that's a loan, basically. It's kind of similar to a line of credit, but it's an unsecured cash loan. And then from there, honestly, once you get that loan, you can use it for whatever you like. You can use it for lease, you can use it for payroll, for marketing, for inventory, for equipment, whatever it may be.
That's not what I'm looking for. I need to be able to lease the building so I can write off, you know, 7 year depreciation instead of 30 years.
Gotcha, okay. No, for building leases, no, we actually don't do that.
All right, that's what I'm most interested in now, is putting up a shop and figuring out how I can maximize my tax advantage on it.
Gotcha. That's what you got in the works right now.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, well, I mean, do you think at the end of the year or more in January you would have a better feel after you do your evaluation of what you're looking to do?
I don't really think I'm going to buy any equipment anytime soon. I've got some small things that I can pay cash for, and that's really all I need. I don't see the sense in buying stuff I don't need.
Yeah. Do you do, like, the physical construction work?
Yeah.
Okay, and then for projects, you never usually run into some sort of cash flow, you know, that's running a little bit tight?
No, I try to keep a pretty good reserve on hand. And
very nice.
I've got quite a line of credit with credit cards, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Wells Fargo and some of those, and they're very competitive.
Right. Yeah, they definitely are, especially when you get those beautiful rates on them. But, so you never have, like, you know, projects that randomly come up where, oh, I need, like, $50,000 to get this done, or, oh, I need $100,000 to get this done, or anything like that?
I haven't had that situation since 2011.
Oh, really? Wow, good for you. You are keeping that cash flow running then, huh?
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Okay. Well, I mean, the email that you had given me last time, I'm not quite sure if it's the same, probably is, the elevationconcepts.kevin@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email address.
Perfect. Is it all right if I just go ahead and shoot over my information to you? Just so
sure,
you
that's fine.
On top of your list.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and do that. And then, you know, if anything does come up for you anywhere down the line, anything random, just go ahead and, you know, reach out to me. Help you out.
All righty.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your time, man.
Yep. Goodbye.
Right. Take care.